disks, sir. Just like you asked.
Lost Discs Radio, your place for fun.
Dribbling and passing and trying to get a leather pumpkin through a hoop and a net. Basketball, basketball, it's a great American sport. From the small fry and the old barn wall to the big time tournament court. Fans by the handful, fans by the stample, a root for the team.
Yeah, it is. Hey, there it is tonight, folks, opening up another insanity-packed edition of the Lost Discs Radio Show. Basketball from the Backer Sisters. Backer Sisters off the Red Oak Records label, man. Spinning it around on the turntable tonight for you. Wait, I can get their exact names. Doc, are you interested in the first names of the Backer Sisters? Are you a fan?
Sure.
Is your microphone on? Are you a fan?
I'd love to be a fan. If I knew their first names, it might help.
Susan, Rita, and Eileen Backer. Giving it to you tonight on the show. It is March 25th of 2005, man.
What's the date on that one?
What?
What's the date on that one?
I don't know. I have no idea. Here's the record.
It's got to be pretty old.
It's got to be like 50, early 50s.
That was before there was no shot clock and there were no three-pointers.
Yeah.
No 10-second rule to get it over half court. You could just stand and dribble it around.
The good old days, some people would
say. There was that famous game. It was 2-0. A basketball game went 2-0. Because a team scored a basket, then they just took the ball and dribbled it in the other end of the court the whole entire rest of the game.
No, come on, really?
Yeah.
This was what, back like in the 50s or something?
Yeah.
This is pro basketball?
And they had to change that rule. There was another state basketball championship game where it was one of those segregation type things, this school of a few little black kids went against the biggest, strongest powerhouse school in the state. And at one point in the game, they did the same thing. They stalled the game for 12 minutes by just dribbling around the backcourt. And this little upstart team won. And it crossed all these racial lines and stuff. But they did. I've seen the movie of it. And the guy just runs in circles, dribbling the ball around in the backcourt. Because you don't have to take a shot.
That's how the Globetrotters got started.
That's right. Right. Curly Neal.
Sure, Curly Neal. And, oh, you know what? Who's that? Who's the other guy in the Harlem Globetrotters? The big, tall...
Meadowlark Lemon?
I have a record by Meadowlark Lemon. I'll dig it out for next week.
All right,
here we go. Tonight on the show, man, March 25th. If anybody knows what's happening in the Kentucky-Utah game that just got started, email us tonight. We're interested in that sort of thing, I guess. It's lost at double... Whoa. Hey, boy, that was scary. An email just came in, Doc, just now.
Whoa.
That's wow. Hey, wish I had a million dollars.
Last week we had the Arizona guy from Arizona, and they won last night.
Hey, I just
big exciting game.
All right, here we go. Tonight, go ahead, give them the email address quick, Doc, for anyone else who wants to get in on the action tonight.
Oh crap.
Say it.
Lost.
Speak it.
Our email address is lost@bcq.us.
No, not even close, actually.
Lost@wbcq.us.
Say it again.
Lost at with the at sign. Mm-hmm. wbcq.us.
That would be correct, sir.
All right.
And here's the guy that just emailed in. We're going to do this every time from now on. Why not? Check it out. Whoa, wait. Who you jamming with that cosmic debris? All right, he's digging the basketball song tonight, folks. And if anybody else wants to get in on the action, we hope we hear from you tonight on... And once again, it is March 25th of 2005, and honest to goodness...
March Madness.
March Madness will do it for you. We've got no signal on the shortwave radio here, but we are, theoretically, on 7415 and 5105 kilohertz.
We're on it somewhere.
On your shortwave dial. So if you're getting that signal tonight, hey, that would be a cool thing for a QSL, man. If you contact us, lost@wbcq.us. Man, that's on the email. It'll be open for the whole hour. And in the meantime, Doc, we're taking care of March Madness. You know we're going to have to take care of some Easter action. Mm-hmm. And tonight we're going to try to make everybody happy. We're going to do something for the kids. We're going to do something for the pagans. We'll do something for the Christians. Can I play a record for the Christians, you know, without people getting mad at me?
Go ahead.
Okay, that's coming up later, man. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. In the meantime, we're going to kick it off here with some girl group action, which will tie in for the holidays on this Good Friday of 2005, man. Yeah. Sure enough, it's the Jelly Beans. Tonight on the show, man. Dicks.
Long, 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 so long.
Titus, why didn't you pick it up when I told you to?
The stick broke.
Where the wind sounds wasn't quite with it, Chuck.
Oh, this guy smoked a joint and a week later killed his family with an axe.
Lost Discs Radio.
I always found them to be a nice bunch of kids just trying to find themselves.
Went to a party down the street.
Brush your teeth.
Met a pretty little girl there.
Yeah.
I asked her if she had some time to spare.
Yeah.
But she couldn't get enough of that bunch of nutty stuff. Peanut brittle sticking in her hair.
Munchy,
munchy peanut brittle. Break some off and have a little chew it up. Good to eat.
Then go home and brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh.
Pretty little doll said to try it.
Yeah.
If I didn't, she'd start a riot.
Yeah.
So now this girl and me, we go steadily on a peanut brittle diet.
Munchy, crunchy peanut brittle. Break some off and have a little chew it up. Good to eat.
Then go home and brush
your teeth.
Munchy, crunchy peanut brittle. Break some off and have a little chew it up.
I forgot to smoke, I can't brush after every meal.
It's my advice to you, boy. You shut up and eat that grill.
Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ.
On WBCQ.
We got Jimmy Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, old Joe Stax is sometimes around on Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ. Wow.
I am the egg of the tree. I am the egg of the tree.
Has your friend here got all his marbles?
Well...
He introduced the American public to the word marijuana for the first time.
The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
I am the egg of the tree. I am the egg of the tree.
Bubble gum sticks are right on your feet.
Sticky, sticky, chewy, gooey, double bubble gum. Sticky, sticky, chewy, gooey, double bubble gum.
And I went to a movie and took a my seat. A kitty kind of hungry wanted something to eat. I got up fast, something pulled me down hard. I felt like I was sitting in a pound of lard. A bubble gum. They ought to make a law that people couldn't eat. Sticky bubble gum in a movie seat.
Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
It's rock and roll, brother.
lot, brush them like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Never be lazy, be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy.
Ouch, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Check out that Beach Boys action, man. Sure enough, if you thought, if you're sitting there right now thinking, gee, that sounds like the Beach Boys, that sounds like Mike Love spreading the love. Well, that's true. That's the Beach Boys from the Wild Honey LP, but more properly from the Smile Sessions, Doc.
Huh.
You know what I mean? The original Smile album from 1967 that kind of didn't get finished until like... A couple months ago.
That's the one that you were obsessed with for a while.
I'm obsessed.
To put it lightly.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that album. Sure.
Did you go over to London to the Royal Albert Hall to hear it performed like that about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I wish. When's Brian Wilson going to tour and bring the whole Smile album to the United States live? I saw Brian Wilson when he did the Pet Sounds tour about 4 years ago. So I'm waiting for him to perform the whole Smile album live.
He'll do it.
You know, Paul McCartney was in the audience for that Albert Hall performance.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Well, isn't it Paul McCartney who once said that God Only Knows is the most beautiful song ever written?
Yeah. Well, McCartney, I guess, was pretty influenced by the whole Pet Sounds thing. And then he did Sgt. Pepper. And then, you know, Brian Wilson, man, he's recording that Smile session. And Paul McCartney shows up and goes, yeah, well, listen to this, man. This thing called A Day in the Life that we just finished. It's coming out on our next album. And Brian Wilson heard that, and he said, all right, that's it. I give up. Forget it. Brian Wilson is like, I'm going to bed. Good night, guys.
I'm going to put on my little fire hat and go to bed.
Yeah. That's not far from the truth. And before that, of course, it was Jerry Scott, whoever he was, off of the Genie Records label.
It doesn't matter who he was, because we like him because he has two first names.
Jerry Scott, two first names. Very good. I always miss that, and then you point that out to me. Some guy has two first names on the show that we play. Giving us bubble gum. You know, that's for the kids. There, that's your Easter thing for the kids. And before that, it was the Actors. Okay, the Actors off the Laurie Records label. Now, giving us Peanut Brittle.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, Chesty, say it again.
I love
that. Chesty loves that record. And that would be our college intern. Chesty, who only has a couple of months left, folks. And then before that, of course, it was the Fenways. Now watch out, man. That's some Pittsburgh garage band action off the Bevmar Records label with Humpty Dumpty. And of course, we kicked off that set with the Jelly Beans off the Red Bird Records label, the B-side of their hit. And that was called So Long. All right, but we're still on. And people are emailing into the show tonight. Besides that guy, Cosmic Debris. See, there's this guy. He goes by the name of Cosmic Debris. And we know he's a Frank Zappa fan. As a matter of fact, he does a show on BCQ. Let's give him a plug, Doc. You ever listen to this guy's show?
Not yet.
He does this show on Saturday nights on 7.415 megahertz. Okay, it's called the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show. Man, check that action out. Okay, it's on like 6 o'clock Eastern time in the evenings here. So that's 6 p.m. Eastern time zone on WBCQ, the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show. Man, check out that action. Here comes good old Chris Augustus now checking in from Tennessee. Like he is occasionally doing. He's getting the signal, a great signal off of 7415 megahertz in Tennessee tonight. Hey, that's cool. Well, see,
Tennessee women are still in the tournament, right?
He's got five. Now, this guy just wrote in, this guy Chris, he has a 5-point email. Number one, he says it's awesome, warm, clear, full moon here tonight in Eastern Tennessee. Okay, number two, He just purchased a lava lamp. His first lava lamp he just purchased. We got our lava lamp cranking in the studio. We do. It's a nice blue one.
You know, you do have to be very careful, though, because I swear I just heard on the radio the other day that somebody was messing, like experimenting with their lava lamp and then passed out and it burned. It literally burned their whole house down.
Come on.
They were. Yeah, he was doing something with it, like trying to see if he could do something. I don't know what. He took it apart and then he fell asleep and it. I don't know. Just be careful there, Chris.
Okay, be careful, Chris, with that lava lamp. Okay, and because number three in his email is that his daughter turned 1 year old today. Eh? See, now you don't want to be burning down the house, do you?
Wouldn't that be 1 year old?
Like David Byrne of the Talking Heads. What? His daughter turned 1 year old. One year old.
Yeah.
So get rid of the S on that. No more.
You ever hear that Stephen Wright joke that like when he turned two, he was really confused? Actually, no. When he got to the second day of his life, he got really confused because in 1 day his age doubled. Like at that rate in 1 week I'd be 93 years old.
All right, so Dr. Doc Brown will correct your grammar among other things here tonight on the show. Hey, we'll get back to this email in a little bit. We'll keep you in suspense and see what else this guy's talking about later, folks. If you want to get in on this so-called email action. Tonight, it is March 25th of 2005, and we're on live. Good Friday evening. Well, this is Jimmy Knight here with you, and Dr. Doc Brown is there with you. And Chesty, she's smashed already. and she's over there on the other side with you. And folks, the email address is lost@wbcq.us. And here comes another one just in. Oh, it's good old Rabishu. You can count on a guy like... Oh, gee whiz.
Does he have a request?
Well, he got his QSL card from the Lumpy Gravy radio show today, and coincidentally enough, so did we. You see, there's ties in there. Can I use an S on the end of the word? Yeah, that ties in. Okay, here we go. Speaking of people who should be crucified, we're going to go into one about the Last Supper here. Doc, are you prepared for this action today, since it's Good Friday?
I never know what to expect with you, Jimmy Knight.
Okay, this is sort of a connection for Good Friday and what might be considered to be the Last Supper. I don't know. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, folks, get ready for this action. It's some blues action off the Chess Records label. Yes, folks, we are spinning the original 45 RPM records tonight for your amusement. And it's Jimmy Rogers, and it's his last meal tonight.
So I heard the warden said, I had one more day, one last meal before they carry me away. He said, if we don't have it, we'll go out and get it, because you don't have to go until we get back with it. So I said, give me two dinosaurs, eggs over easy, fried in the butter, not too greasy, mosquito knees, and black-eyed peas, a little small bowl of butter, bebop beans, a zebra tooth, a tiger steak, a whole hippopotamus, well-baked knife. Until you get back with it. Bring me a cup of crackle dial tears, paper wallet melon, and some alligator ears, two cross-eyed catfish, and some wavy gravy in the left hand dish. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get.
and get my
Lost Discs Radio, doo doo.
Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
She said they nailed you to the cross. They wanted you to die.
Lord, am I sick of hearing about that?
They wanted you to die.
Poor Otis dead and gone, left me here to sing his song. Pretty little girl with a red dress on, poor Otis dead and gone.